Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The Tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Al-Muslim.
Right, so we discussed the concluding verses of the 12th juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and this is where the king then called the women and said, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. What is the truth of the matter when you're trying to seduce Yusuf? And I explained that the king, in a very smart way, was already narrowing the room for them to lie. He already realized that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a person of integrity and trustworthiness. The fact that Yusuf alayhi salam wanted his name cleared before he came out of prison shows that he was confident that he was in the right and that he was innocent. Hence, the king phrased the question in that particular way. قُلْنَا حَشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. They said, Allah forbid, we know of no evil against him. Then Zulaykha herself spoke, قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ الْأَزِيزِ الْآنَ حَصْحَصَ الْحَقِّ. She said, the truth is now been exposed. أَنَا رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. It was I who tried to seduce him. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And he was surely from amongst the truthful. So the king, when he saw that Yusuf alayhi salam did not want to come out of prison until his name was cleared, and then he said that إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ, that Allah knows the tricks of these women, the king understood that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is innocent. Hence, to expedite the matter, he phrased the question also in a particular way that gave the women very little room to kind of wiggle out of it and make some excuses or to continue to cast aspersions on the character of Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then verse 52, the last verse of the 12th juz, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Yusuf alayhi salam said, this is so that the Aziz may know that I did not betray him in secret. Even though we know that the Aziz already told him, after the infant and testified in his favor, the Aziz told him that Yusuf أَعْرِدْ عَنْ هَذَا. That Yusuf, don't worry about these women. Stay away from these women. He already gave an indication that he knew Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was innocent. But still, Zulaykha never admitted it. These women never admitted it. You know, that whole incident with the women made it even more difficult. And he was ultimately then put into prison because he felt indebted to the Aziz who brought him up. Look at the sense of loyalty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He wanted his name cleared so that, you know, the man who brought him up must know that I did not try and make a move on your wife, even though you brought me up and I grew up in your own house. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. And that it should know, the public should know, that the plot of the treacherous will never succeed. Eventually, you will be exposed. Now we move into the first verse of the 13th juz. Yusuf alayhi salam then says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I do not absolve my soul. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Surely the soul teaches evil except those upon whom my sustainer has mercy. Inna Rabbi Ghafurur Rahim. Surely my sustainer is forgiving, merciful. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he went through this whole process of not coming out of prison until his name was cleared. But he also wanted to clarify. Look at the humility of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He now wanted to clarify that even though I wanted my name to be cleared, I do not say that I'm, haughty, or not do I have pride and arrogance and in my innocence. My innocence is not an achievement of my own. It's because Allah has protected me. Every person has a nafs that will prompt him towards evil. La ammaratum bisu. Tomorrow we'll discuss the different types of nafs. You know, nafs ammara and nafs lawama and nafs mutmainna. But he was saying, I am like any other human. I can be prone to evil. I can fall into temptation. But because I'm a Nabi, Allah protected me. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Or illa man rahima rabbi. That the nafs, I do not absolve myself, my soul. Surely the soul teaches evil except those upon whom my sustainer has had mercy. Allah is the one who had mercy on me, and Allah is the one who protected me. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not, you know, say, yeah, you see, I'm clean. I'm pure, I'm innocent. He, of course, was. He was a Nabi who came from a house of Nubuwa. But he did not attribute it to himself. He said, this is because Allah has protected me. Otherwise, I could have also fallen into the temptation. And I could have also given into to the situation. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, ibn Kathir rahimahullah, they say these two verses, 52 and 53, is actually Zulaykha speaking. So Zulaykha is saying, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is so that the Aziz may know that I did not betray him in secret. That he must know this much. I did try, but I never succeeded. So in reality, I never went through with betraying him in the privacy of the bedroom. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. And other women should know that when you try these kind of tricks, eventually you will be exposed. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. And I do not absolve my soul. So this is an admission of guilt by Zulaykha. And she's saying, inna nafsa ammaratun bisu, like everybody else, I'm vulnerable. The nafs prompts you towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except those to whom Allah is specifically merciful. But then she says, inna rabbi ghafurur rahim, surely my sustainer is forgiving, merciful. Meaning that even after I've done this wrong, the fact that I'm willing to acknowledge it and change, that means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willing to accept my forgiveness, and I can build in terms of my spirituality from here onwards. So some say that these are the statements of Yusuf alayhi salam, the last verse of the 12th Juz and the first verse of the 13th Juz. Others say it is the statement of Zulaykha. Either she was saying that I want my husband to know that I'm that nothing happened eventually, or that I want Yusuf to know that I did not betray him. And that I do not absolve myself of guilt, because I am now clearly admitting my fault. So that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam must know I did not make any false claims in his absence, nor did I blame him for my sin. So either Zulaykha or Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made these statements. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about the different types of nafs. Ammara, Lawama, and Mutma'inna, and how do they fit into the context of the verses in which they are mentioned.